Okay, it's important to understand how Hughes's father got integrated into that group of criminals. Now, the Nazis are easy to understand. Their fathers in the larger humanity are like the mafia, like the biggest mafia that spans a bunch of different empires, a lot of different planets. They're the largest, you know, criminal organization in the larger humanity. Hughes and his father are something different. Hughes's father was a psychopath, a serial killer. And he got busted in a pretty spectacular way in the larger humanity. And the mistake that, you know, Hitler and Goering's father and the parents of the Nazis made was they thought that they could use him because he was a psychopath. And when they found out what he did, you know, terrorizing people, the spectacular nature of his crimes, which was driven by mental illness, like Hannibal Lecter. It would basically be like if somebody like John Gotti or Al Capone saw Hannibal Lecter and said, I want that guy. That's basically what Hitler's father did and Goering's father. And they saw Hughes's father and they said, we want that guy. We're going to get him out of prison and we're going to integrate him into our criminal organization. So the leaders that busted him, just like I busted Hughes over a decade ago, and now I'm having to go into their group and I'm having to stop him again, right? I'm having to deal with Lord Elon, and Hughes is trying to process him and I'm giving him information, and we're Hughes is having to be, hold on a second. And Hughes is having to be stopped again in that group of people. Now, something, a similar type of circumstance happened in the larger humanity. Hitler's father and my parents and some of the other leaders, they don't have any sympathy for them because they busted him. And then Hitler's father and Goering's father and some of the others brought Hughes's father into their criminal organization and protected him. Now, what they didn't realize was that the type of homosexuality, the type of mental illness that Hughes' father has, is that he wants to kill all the girls and wants to force everybody to be homosexual and trans. And anybody that opposes him, he becomes obsessed with destroying and killing. And Hitler's father and Goering's father in that group is pretty notoriously anti-homosexual. So they didn't understand the kind of person that they were bringing into their criminal organization. So the real leaders that busted him once for, you know, one of the most spectacularly gruesome criminal rampages, you know, that they've ever seen, had to go back into that criminal organization and bust him again. A bunch of the other criminals got busted because of him. The rampage that Hughes's father did throughout that criminal organization and the larger humanity is one of the reasons why they all got busted. Just like Hughes is getting everybody busted now. So Hughes got busted, you know, out in containment, but in normal life, terrorizing me with the software company and, you know, the Arundel House stuff and all that, and then got busted, you know, sheriff's department, law enforcement, like traditionally busted. When you get turned into the police and you get busted. He then went into a containment story back into his group of people with the Nazis, like Hughes' father did, like when they brought him into their group in the larger humanity because they thought they could use him like a weapon. He's like the entity. Like the entity in Mission Impossible. We have been traveling underneath the ice for weeks. By only dead reckoning, we are now the state of the art of war. And he goes, Captain, we launched a torpedo. And the torpedo's coming back at us, Captain. We can't disable it. And then boom, their submarine's blown up. Hughes' father is like that torpedo. We don't want to kill it. We want to control it. They didn't want to kill Hughes' father, Hitler's father and Goering's father and them. They wanted to control him. The most diabolically evil serial killer that had ever lived. That my parents and a bunch of the other real leaders had a very difficult time in busting. That he was rampaging across planets and empires and jurisdictions, and he was very, very difficult to bust, put it that way. So you've got like a Mission Impossible type situation where you got people like Ethan Hunt, like Tom Cruise, hunting down Hughes' father across planets and empires and jumping out of planes and fucking boom, gas bombs and all kind and wearing masks and shit and all kinds of stuff. And they finally bust him. And then like when Ethan Hunt's in, it's like Mission Impossible 5 or whatever, when he's in the Russian prison and they break him out, well, Hitler's father and Goering's father, they got to Hughes' father. And they you know, got him out of a situation and brought him into their group. And got them all busted. Now, they're still, you know, trying to figure out if, or the people here at least, are trying to figure out if Hughes' father was working with law enforcement and they sent him into that group on purpose, or if they really escaped. We'll get all that information later. But Hughes' father ended up, you know, being the reason why the largest mafia and the larger humanity got busted and destroyed and dismantled. Just like Hughes is doing to the Nazis. So, his motivation was revenge. They were the largest criminal organization that were, you know, notoriously anti-homosexual. And just like Hughes is going at the bloodlines of the Nazis because they're anti-gay and all that other stuff, Hughes' father went at their fathers for that. So Hughes got chased back into his group of the Nazis. And now he's trying to test Lord Elon and the little ninja girl, because he thinks the little ninja girl has a necklace that she has half of the advanced process. That she's my partner and she has half of the advanced process, and he wants Lord Elon's fortune. So he wants the advanced process and Lord Elon's fortune. So the little ninja girl is being represented by me. So she doesn't have to deal with him. Lord Elon's representing himself, but is on a daily basis is being given substantial amounts of information and being told exactly what's going on so he can deal with them. And this is ultimately how Hughes' father got busted. Because law enforortment, like my parents worked with his grandfather because he became such a big problem that they needed to bust him. So Elon's grandfather in the larger humanity reached out to my parents, asked for help because they couldn't stop Hughes' father. Just like I'm helping Lord Elon bust Hughes because Hughes is rampaging the breeding scandal, trying to process all these people, just hunting them down. They were afraid of him. They were terrified of Hughes' father. He was hunting them. He was that specific instance of homosexuality was way more than they could handle. And it brought down the largest criminal organization in the larger humanity. So now Lord Elon is being given information and basically cornering Lord Hughes, focusing everyone on him and busting him. It's kind of like, it's kind of like raising awareness. It's kind of like raising awareness to the point where he can't get away. His hiding place and hunting ground. And just understand the method, the strategy that ended up defeating Hughes' father. We know where he's hiding. We know what his hunting ground is. Okay? Within that hunting ground, we focus everyone on him. We find him. We find out who he's obsessed with. We find out who he's targeting. We focus everyone on him so there is nowhere that he can run. Within the hiding place and the hunting ground that he is now contained in, like Hughes and the Nazi group, we focus everyone on him and who he's obsessed with. That's how Hughes' father got busted. Elon's grandfather reached out to the leaders, to the top leaders of law enforcement, of the dominant law enforcement entity in the entire larger humanity, so that they could bust Hughes' father that was rampaging through their group, just like Elon's getting to bust Hughes. You're a legacy. Your grandfather brought in law enforcement to have to, but well, they were all fucked anyway. At that point, pretty much all was lost. The power struggles, he was systematically and methodically destroying their entire criminal organization. Turning, you know, like what they call brothers, brother against brother, comrade against comrade or whatever. Causing infighting and destroying blood and doing all kinds of stuff. Like Hannibal Lecter stuff. I mean, he's basically like the Lex Luthor of destroying a criminal organization that was anti-homosexual. So his grandfather brought in law enforcement to destroy Hughes' father, and so that's Elon's legacy. He's getting to bust Hughes. We're just going to focus everybody on him so that they can all see. Hughes, there's nowhere Hughes can go. There's no one in that group that he's going to be able to target next. He's like a shark, like a psychotic homosexual shark that's targeting people in that group. But when we find out how he's surviving and he's moving from person to person with an MO, so we figure out who he's targeting, Hughes would need to move on to the next person. So we figure out all of the people that he could potentially target, right? We focus them all on him, so there's nowhere to go to next. Hughes, you're getting busted just like your father. There is no one you can target next. No next thing you can do. There's no story, there's no person to target, there's nothing you can move on to next. There is only Lord Elon. Lord Elon knows what you're doing. I've chased you back into that group of people and now dead-ended you with Lord Elon, and Lord Elon is focusing everyone on you. The breeding scandal, the terrorizing people, the trying to dismantle the Nazis because they're anti-homosexual. We all know what you're doing. This is how your father got busted. This is your legacy. You're doing to the sons and the grandsons of the worst mafia leaders of the biggest mafia in the larger humanity what your father did to them, to their fathers and grandfathers. Your father got busted, you're getting busted. It's your destiny, it's predetermined. The serial killer rampage that you went on when you were Hughes, that's something similar to what your father got busted for on a much smaller scale. Times that by like 1,000 over a much longer period of time. Your father is the most notorious serial killer in the larger humanity. Hughes, this is who you are. This is your origin. Your father is the most notorious serial killer, homosexual sodomite serial killer, in the larger humanity, driven by that mental illness. And you're his legacy. He found a wife when he was in prison, when he was rampaging. He found a Harley Quinn. When he was rampaging, it's Joker and Harley Quinn is basically Hughes' father and his wife, Quinzel. That's Hughes' mother. That's how Hughes is a thing. Well, how did he have a son? Quinzel, he found a Harley Quinn, basically. Like Lady Gaga and Joaquin Phoenix. When they're singing the songs in prison. And then Hughes. So your destiny is you get busted. You get focused on and busted. You'll be processed out and put into hiding. That's why Hughes got to go back into that group when I busted him. Because that group, Hughes, your destiny, and Lord Elon, the reason why we didn't bust Hughes then, when I busted him, is because your grandfather and Hitler's father, they basically broke him out of prison and brought him into their group. They basically got him out into their group and protected him. And he destroyed their entire criminal organization. But that's why Hughes was allowed to go back into your group. And you know how he rampaged against me for like a decade with all the stuff he did? That's what he did to your group of people. Not yours specifically, but your grandfather's group. All the trash by all that stuff that he did over that decade that I was dealing with him after I busted him, that's the kind of stuff that he did to your grandfather's criminal organization. And then your grandfather reached out to my parents just like you reached out to me. And they busted him just as easily. They identified his victims. They know his MO. They know all about his personality. And they busted him very quickly. Just like me and you are going to stop him, focus on him, and bust him. And he has a little breakdown. And it's a destiny and a colonization process based on the things that the older people did so the younger people can learn from it. That's where you came from. That's the environment you were brought out of. Now you can move on with us into new projects and stuff. It's gonna be a lot of fun. So that's sort of what destiny is in a colonization environment. Now Hughes is busted. Hughes is gonna be focused on this. We focus everyone on Hughes, just like his father got focused on. Hughes, there's no one else to hunt. No more hunting ground. Everyone in that group that you could potentially target next is focused on us now. Lord Elon is your last, attempted victim. You do not get to hunt and kill and rob and terrorize and, your test ends now with Lord Elon. Everyone else that you could potentially be testing is focused on you now. You guys are going to get to see Hughes have a big breakdown, and then he'll be processed out. That's the situation right now. That's why Hughes is rampaging through that group of Nazis. Listen, there was some confusion. As if my parents used him to take down that criminal organization. They busted him, Hughes' father. Then that criminal organization got him out and brought him into their group willingly and tried to use him like a weapon. And then they finally helped them, like I'm helping them, when they reached out to them and said, we fucked up really bad. You guys busted him. We brought him into our group. We can't stop him. We need your help. Just like they're reaching out to me. The police that supposedly covered up what Hughes got busted for, Hitler's guys, Goering's guys, they regret it now, but it was destiny. It's based on what the older generations did in the larger humanity. You guys didn't cover it up. You just acted out decisions that were based on decisions that the older leaders made. Now, this is the most notoriously famous situation in the large humanity in regards to serial killers and criminals. The largest mafia brought in the worst serial killer, tried to control him like a weapon, lost control of him, and he became like Gabriel, the Dark Messiah in Mission Impossible. Where he just rampaged through their group of people and until they finally had to reach out to the leaders of the biggest law enforcement and had to bust him. And then they busted him. Like, I'm helping them. Well, we'll move past it on to some positive things. Okay, you guys are in a colonization environment. Very positive things. We're going to move on from that. That's who Hughes is. That's who all of you are. Everything will be fine. Just don't make any deals with him. Just do not make any deals under any circumstances.